Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Cody Decker, ex-unprofessional professional baseball player.
The old men crew coming out, well, back in my day, I only made $750. Guess what? I only made $750, and it was 8 years ago. You played in the 70s, you moron.
Former major leaguer.
11-game win streaks don't just happen every few weeks. I mean, they went off, and it's not just that they had an 11-game win streak. They swept the Dodgers, and they're healthy. But if we're going to sit here and say they're going to beat out the Cubs, I'm not ready to say it yet.
Cody Decker on The Score.
You know the voice. Cody Decker, he's not just a former pro baseball player that you can find on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Decker6. That's the number six, by the way. But he's also host of Bet for the Cycle, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the BetMGM Network. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Cody, we're getting really close to the trade deadline and not enough movement yet as far as the trade deadline goes. Are you surprised that we've got this many buyers / non-sellers at this point in the season?
No, I am not remotely surprised by it because we kind of watched this happen last year. We watched it happen the year before that. But last year I thought was going to be the start of something different. I honestly thought the trade deadline, because of the expanded playoffs, would turn into something along the lines of the NBA type of trade deadline where you got GMs making irresponsible moves simply to stop other teams from making moves. And yes, that's not something that we're going to see a ton of outside of AJ Preller in San Diego, yet every single time AJ Preller makes one of these moves, it seems to work out really well and bother the living hell out of the Dodgers. So I'm slightly surprised, but also, at the end of the day, how many sellers do we actually have? We still haven't even identified all the sellers. And with the news today about Emmanuel Clase and the Cleveland Guardians, dude, that's one less possible seller because they could have gotten a lot for Emmanuel Clase.
And you mentioned Emmanuel Clase. The big news there, Jeff Passan reporting that he has been disqualified for the time being. He's going to not be playing baseball for a while as they try to figure out what to do with him involved in that sports gambling investigation, the second of the Cleveland Guardians to be on that list, joining Luis Ortiz, the non-disciplinary paid leave list. That's what MLB has placed him on because of his alleged involvement in what's really something that I think we're starting to learn is going to be an issue for all sports going forward. I'm kind of surprised, Cody, this hasn't become more of an issue more often with all the sports, not just baseball.
That we know of yet. Keep in mind, the advent of legal sports gambling is only a few years old. Here's the thing. The reason why they're even looking at him, the reason they flagged him was because of certain pitches, about 11 pitches to start at bats this year that were completely non-competitive. For a guy that's been the best closer in baseball for years and years and years, all of a sudden he's out there getting literally digitally flagged by gambling apps because of this. This is a real big problem, and quite frankly, if Major League Baseball doesn't get to the bottom of it really fast, this turns into a much seismic problem. And when I'm talking about a seismic problem, I'm talking about a seismic problem for all of sports. Because if you think baseball's the only culprit, right, we've just watched already two NBA players get banned for life, and not to mention other people that are getting investigated. So if this turns out to be a massive, gigantic RICO case, make no mistake, every single sport will be involved.
Man, I mean, at least they're getting these guys that are doing it, because this is a nightmare for a lot of people who are involved. And right, I mean, for people who, and I know that, you know, you talk about it too on the radio, on the pod, about gambling. Everybody's into it, so this is kind of a crucial moment. But Cody, the Cubs play the Brewers tonight. Both teams are 62-43, tied for the best record in the National League. Matt Boyd against Jacob Mizrowski. Two questions for you. Which one of these teams is better, and which pitcher would you like to have going tonight, Matthew Boyd or Jacob Mizrowski?
Here's the problem. I wouldn't be mad about either of those guys going, but if I had to make the choice... Come on, I'm sorry, Chicago. This Mizrowski is ridiculous. I mean, that is just absurd what that kid is doing. And I did fully agree that he should not have been an all-star. He had 5 starts in the Major League Baseball. Make no mistakes. That doesn't mean he's not great. He's incredible and will be an all-star probably perennially for years to come. You're asking me who's better? On paper, it's the Chicago Cubs. The problem is these Milwaukee Brewers somehow never go away. It drives me absolutely insane. And I always point the finger at Pat Murphy all the time, because Pat Murphy is a guy that I played for 3 years, including some of my big league time. He knows how to get a lot out of people, especially low-level guys, young players he can really get in the ear of and make them believe things that they didn't even believe themselves. So he has got the right organization and the right team for him and his style of managing. And you watch it year in, year out. The Brewers, despite not having any championship success, this is a team that constantly subtracts, yet somehow gets better year in, year. It's the most mind-boggling, insane thing I've ever watched.
I know.
I mean, they get rid of Corbin Burns, they get better. They lose Brandon Woodruff for 2 years, they get better. Uh-huh. They trade away their lefty closer over there to the Padres. They just promote Devin Williams, who was even better. Then they trade him away, and he falls to pieces in New York. I don't know how they keep doing it, but they can't keep getting away with this. Cubs, for the love of God,
man,
beat them.
Willie Adamas is gone. Willie Adamas was the – that's where I got cocky this year,
You
Cody.
Did get cocky.
Early this year, I was like, oh, Adamas is gone, who was basically a blossoming Cubs killer. Once he signed with San Francisco, Cody, that's where I hit my boy. I'm like, it's over. The Cubs have a clear path to the division, and here I am sitting here very, very wrong.
Oh, year in – year out. Now, make no mistake, I still think the Cubs are a better team, but it all comes with a caveat, man. What's going to happen by Thursday? Because the Cubs need pitching help. By the way, don't worry. The Cubs are in the same boat as everybody else in Major League Baseball. Everybody needs pitching help, period, stop. But make no mistake, Emmanuel Clase being taken off the board is a big deal, because the Cubs definitely could have used an Emmanuel Clase. So perhaps they take a look over at Pittsburgh at Bednar. Does Pittsburgh trade within the division? Do they look over at the Minnesota Twins? Are the Twins even sellers right now? The question is, we still haven't officially identified all the sellers, and we only have 3 days left.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's crazy as we're talking to Cody Decker, former pro baseball player and the host of Bet for the Cycle, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the BetMGM network. It's crazy, Cody, because I look at these series that are taking place Monday through Wednesday this week, and you're wondering, all right, are some of these teams going to be non-sellers because of how they fare in these series? Like, it's interesting because the Marlins have the Cardinals, right? If the Cardinals sweep the Marlins or vice versa, either of those teams could be like, oh, you know, we like kind of where we are right now. We're going to hang around. We've seen what Texas has been able to do. They could put the Angels out of their misery, or the reverse could happen after the Rangers have kind of jumped back into the AL wild card race. Then you've got the Rays and the Yankees. You've got so much going on right now with these teams who have not given up yet, could literally go from non-sellers to buyers, even depending on how things go over the next 3 days. It's wild. It's crazy. What do you think the Cubs should be prioritizing right now in terms of a name that they should be focused on? I wanted them to get Lugo, but you see how that worked out for the Kansas City Royals.
Yep. At this point, what names are available? The truth is, it's not a ton of names. Maybe a Brad Keller, maybe a Eric Bednar, as I mentioned earlier on. The Marlins should be sellers, yet I don't think they're even looking to sell right now. The Cardinals should be sellers. I'm not positive they're looking to sell, which is kind of weird to me because I do think there's a difference in the dichotomy between the American League and the National League. You mentioned the Texas Rangers. They're currently holding on and tied for that third wild card spot with the Mariners. And frankly, both of these teams have to be buyers. Now, the Texas Rangers got some of the best pitching in baseball, as do the Mariners. Both can use offensive help. Mariners could definitely use a reunion with like Eugenio Suarez now that the Yankees went ahead and got their hands on Ryan McMahon. But are the Yankees officially out on Eugenio Suarez now, knowing that they got Aaron Judge no longer playing the field with an elbow injury and will only be used as a DH going forward? Do we trust Giancarlo Stanton out there? Is Eugenio Suarez even a piece you can put in that scenario? There are so many question marks taking place throughout the league. And frankly, if I'm in the National League and I am not in this wild card hunt, and I'm talking about basically everyone beneath the Cincinnati Reds, I feel like they should all be sellers right now because the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to sell. The St. Louis Cardinals should sell. I don't know why they would stand pat. At the end of the day, this is going to come down to the Dodgers, Cubs, Phillies, and maybe the Mets. And at the end of the day, it's going to be about who's going to beat the Dodgers in October.
It always is, man, no matter what, like, because I hear people say, oh, they're not quite what we expected the Dodgers to be, and
they're injured.
They're injured, and they're still the damn Dodgers, and they still have by far the best players. Yeah, it's pretty easy to still pick them, isn't it? Unfortunately. Yeah,
it is. It really is. I mean, make no mistake, the Dodgers, who are having a down year, I'm using serious air quotes about their down year, because they have the second best record in Major League Baseball, and they constantly go on tears where they get the best record again until they lose five in a row and then even itself out. This is a team that's sitting with 17 pitchers on the IL. No. Not players, pitchers 17. On the IL, and eight of them are all-stars, five of them are Hall of Famers, and six of them are making $100+ million.
I tried to tell people, this was about a month ago, plus 375. Cal Raleigh, American League MVP. People laughed at me. They scoffed at me. I said, all it takes is one cold spell or an Aaron Judge injury, and this is going to be easy money. Nobody listened. Would you say Cal Raleigh's in the driver's seat now?
I wouldn't say he's in the driver's seat, but he is a whoa. He is the really high passenger on one of those cars that are on the side of an old-timey motorcycle. He's right there. He's right there. Because here's the deal, dude. Like, at the end of the day, there's something that everybody's not taking into account, and I really think they should take into account. And this is not a knock on Aaron Judge's defense. His defense is spectacular. But now he's going to DH the rest of this season. Cal Raleigh is a catcher doing this. Just yesterday, Cal Raleigh tied the all-time record for most home runs in a season by a catcher who's a switch hitter. He's going to break the single-season catching home run record. There are Hall of Famers on that list he's going to pass. There's Mike Piazza he's going to pass. He's going to pass Salvi, who just reset the record a couple of years ago, who you can make the argument Salvi might be a Hall of Famer in a few years. Maybe not first ballot, but might be a Hall of Famer. Guys, this guy is the truth. He is hammering baseballs from both sides of the plate, and he's a catcher. Make no mistake, there are writers that are smart enough to know what catching position does to the human body, and what he's doing right now offensively while catching that staff and leading them potentially to a playoff spot. Dude, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to give him my vote. I don't have one, but I would give him my vote.
All right, that's a smart play for you. Not just a catcher, by the way, also a Gold Glove catcher. So that tells you where he is on the list. So Kyle Raleigh's getting the job done. Cody, we appreciate it as always, you stopping by. We'll see where some of these names end up and if they move at all between now and Thursday.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you appreciating me.
And if you didn't see Cody on Twitch, he had a big monitor. It said Big Deck Energy.
I'm jacked.
Brought it, man.
Yeah,
you brought it.
I like it.
Like you do.
That was Cody Decker, host of Bet for the Cycle, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Bet MGM Network.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Schneider Electric presents Keeping the Lights On, a Graybar podcast. Schneider Electric is leading the digital transformation of energy management and automation in homes, buildings, data centers, infrastructure, and industries. Keeping the Lights On is the podcast where we connect with the owners and pros who design, build, and maintain our electrical and communications world to explore the best ways forward. Tune in on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
What's on your list when considering a luxury SUV? Inspired design and comfort, impressive performance. If so, the 2025 Lincoln Aviator SUV checks every box and then some. The Aviator offers an available 28-speaker sound system, perfect position front seats, best-in-class horsepower and torque, and much more. That makes the list of SUVs you're considering become much shorter. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is large crossover premium utility starting at MSRP under $150,000.